Tefillah for Life, Shia number 75, Sunday, Parshas Vayera. The next part of Tefillah is Adoin Olam, which is really a Tefillah that we say many, many times. Some people say it at the end of Kriya Shema, we sometimes say it at the end of Davening. There are different minhagim when we say this Tefillah. But it is a very special Tefillah, and there is a discussion exactly who made the Tefillah, either the Tanaim or the Gaonim, some say Reb Shrira Gaon. There's a various discussions who was Mechadish, the Tefillah of Adoin Olam. But there's an interesting discussion why it is printed in the Siddur before Tefillah's Shachris. And the Mefarshim say that a person that says Adoin Olam before Shachris will be Zeichet to have that his Tefillahs will be Mekubal. It's a special Segula. So let's analyze what is special about Adoin Olam and why do we say it specifically before Tefillah's Shachris. There is a Siddur that is called Sha'arei Rachamim, which was printed at the time of the Vilna Gaon. And when he came to the Vilna Gaon for a Haskama, the Vilna Gaon gave him a Haskama. And someone asked the Vilna Gaon, why did he give this individual a Haskama? He wasn't so common that the Vilna Gaon gave out Haskamas. And the Vilna Gaon explained, because this person gave a beautiful understanding, a beautiful explanation, why we say Adoin Olam before the Tefillah of Shachris. And the explanation is that Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was called Adoin. He was called Master by Avram Avinu. Until Avram Avinu came around, no one called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adoin. Until Avram came and he called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adoin. In last week's parasha, the pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem Elohim Bama Eida Ki Iroshena. Avram Avinu told the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and he called him Hashem, Aleph Dalet. He called him the name Adoin. He called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Master, and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bama Eida Ki Iroshena. How do I know that I will be Zeicha to be Yerush Eretz Yisrael? That's what the Gemara says. So the Siddur Sha'arei Rachamim explains that because Avram Avinu was the one that was misakin the name of Adnos, the name of Adoin, called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Master, and Avram Avinu was the one that was misakin that we should say the Tefillah of Shachris, the reason why we say Shachris is based because Avram Avinu said Shachris, so that's why we say Adoin Olam, to demonstrate this concept, that Avram Avinu, who was mechadish the concept of Adoin, he was the one that was misakin Tefillah Shachris. And the Vilna Gaon was so impressed that he gave a haskama on the Siddur because of this explanation. So what is unique about this explanation? And what's more shver is that this pasuk that Avram Avinu said, we know that Chazal teach us that this was a taina on Avram Avinu because he told the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Bama Eida Ki Iroshena. How do I know? He didn't have complete emuna and betachan, so to speak. He asked Hashem, how do I know that I'm going to be Yerush? So we have to understand this. But one thing we do see, that the Tefillah of Adoin Olam demonstrates what Avram Avinu did in the world. And that is understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adoin. He is the master of the world. And that's why we begin Tefillah Shachris. And we begin our day. We begin Adoin Olam, the Adoin of the world, the master of the world. Because Tefillah Shachris is supposed to be our introduction to the day and our understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us Hatzlacha today. He is the one that is the master of the world. We will, Amir Tzah Hashem, continue explaining this concept.